The Brethren of Chaos podcast.
Welcome to episode 5 of the podcast. So last week we had a little chat, didn't we, about what was last week? Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. We've had a pretty topical podcast recently, and we've decided to really try and develop some tangents in this week's episode.
Yes, this could go both ways.
And get some deep, thoughtful questions going.
I'm gonna get found out for my true personality in this one.
I think we are.
Yeah, our listeners are gonna learn a little bit about each of us.
Yeah, well, we thought it's like a break, isn't it, from the because we've been doing like topics, haven't we, about people, I guess.
Yeah.
Whereas this, we're delving more into just thoughts and ideas,
mind,
isn't it?
Yeah.
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 We just want to chat shit.
Yeah,
that's what we really want to do, don't we?
That's it. Well, the whole idea of this was like, we're just conversationalists, aren't we? And we want to get going on debates and different.
Yeah. Well, you said you want to like release the thoughts in your head.
Yeah, yeah. And I think this is
Kel's head's like exploding.
Oh, really?
He can't sleep at night.
It's like I've been like hanging upside down off the bed and all the blood's rushing to my head, ready to explode.
Yeah, so this is a good outlet for you, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I think the podcasts have been like as good as they've sounded. They've been content heavy, haven't they? And
yeah.
This is going to be a little bit different. Hopefully, as effective.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's something that will be a good listen as well. I mean, despite not having like real content there for the people to listen to, it always sends their minds wondering if we ask a question about life or whatever, morality or whatever we're going to get into, it will send them into asking questions. So
yeah, give them thoughts.
Yeah, that's it.
Give them sleepless nights.
We want you to answer these questions with us.
Yeah. Okay, so who wants to start with the first question?
If the blood's rushing to your head for this one, I want you to go first with this one.
I've got a good starting question.
Okay.
Which is, who are you?
Oh, that's the deepest one of... I mean, I was waiting for like the deepest questions, and that is pretty hard, isn't it?
Think of all the answers. I want you to have a think, like, who are you? Like, I was thinking about this. I had a little conversation, and it was, I don't really know who I am.
Ooh. You haven't found yourself yet?
No, well, I was thinking, I've always been told this as well, in my personality, it changes who I'm with.
I get you,
And I change, and I think part of that's right, like, if you've got any sensitivity about you as a human being, then you are going to change, depending on the people you're around, whether you're around your parents or your friend's girlfriend, her parents.
Yeah, you mold, don't you? Mold to them.
Yeah.
Well, that is something that is applicable to only some people and not everyone. Because if you think about some people in their life, are there people in your life that are the same around everyone? Because I can tell them all off by her head right now.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm like you, Callum, where I'm changing my personality based on whoever I'm with, whether it's the work environment, whether it's thingy. And I mean, full on changing your personality, like not just like dialing it down because you're in a different setting. I mean, just like, you're a different person.
I fully think my personality, my traits changed. Like I said today was what I said was, if I asked a group of my friends, my mum and dad, my sister, my cousins, to all write down 3 things about me, I think they'd write down different things.
Really? Complete different things.
Yeah. I think there'd be a couple of crossovers, like, but I think they'd be different things.
I know what you mean, yeah. Well, I definitely notice, like, if you're with people who's got different passions, I think, like, us three, in general as well, are quite broad, aren't we?
Yeah.
So we're not, like, you know, if we're with somebody who's got a passion about something, or is interested in something, we kind of, like, probably have, to a degree, an interest in that as well.
Yeah, we'll be able to talk about it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think that plays into it as well.
Well, what do you think the traits are different between you and? I mean, you don't have to go into.
What is it?
What are they?
So I've had a little bit of like, I don't know what my traits are really.
No,
I mean, you're a conversationalist.
Yeah, but I think I've lost a lot over the years as I've gotten older and stuff. I feel like
with age, just with age.
No, I genuinely think I've lost a little bit, but no, it's...
Do you not think you've just changed, though?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, well, I think that's it. I think I've matured, definitely.
Yeah, I get you, yeah.
You lose a bit of, like, the wildness and the, like, of a young buck.
Yeah, it's like Michael Owen when he does his knee. he's not the youth of what he was.
Same anymore.
But I'm saying this like I'm like in my 50s. I'm on, what, 24? It's not exactly old, but I think...
You're getting on.
Yeah, I think I've lost a bit. I don't know. I think it's tough to say what my traits are. I do really want to try that little experiment and see what people are saying.
Do you think you are more developed now as you've grown older and you are at this age, and do you think that you will still keep developing as you get older? Of course you will, but in what ways do you think?
Yeah, I think when things change around my life, like jobs and stuff like that, I'm starting a new job in January, I think that'll change me. I think you'll pick up different hobbies. This has definitely changed me. I'm definitely a deeper thinker now. I've definitely got more knowledge about broader subjects. Like I did a teaching degree, so I've always been all right talking about subjects. That was the job I was supposed to do, but...
Yeah. That's like... Doing this is kind of like... It's kind of played into that as well, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. But I think hobbies will change me. I saw a video on TikTok the other day. It was about having three hobbies.
Yeah.
And to achieve, like, complete happiness.
Ooh.
Three hobbies.
It was crazy. It was Tim Lovejoy. Remember, he used to be on Soccer AM.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was saying you should have one hobby for money. One hobby...
What does that mean? Like one that where you spend it, or where you have an interest in like finance or something?
You just study in the stock.
Yeah.
One hobby that makes you money.
Makes you money. Yeah. Okay.
Or some sort of income. I know what you're saying. I've heard this before. Yeah.
A side hustle.
Yeah.
Well, Tim Lovejoy's was his career. Because he finds that being hobby. On television is a hobby for him.
Is his hobby.
It.
That's good.
That's a good hobby, that.
Which
that
is a bit of a cheat, like, but...
A bit of a cop-out one.
Yeah. And then he said one for... what was it? One for exercise.
Yeah, one for exercise.
And then one for creativity.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
That's a good triangle, that, isn't it?
Yeah. So I think if you're picking up hobbies like that, they're going to have big effects on who you are, who you see yourself as, who other people see you as.
Yeah.
Well, this is something that... we've talked about before, because the idea of having so many broad topics involved in your life do develop your personalities in ways that if you didn't have those hobbies, you wouldn't develop. And in what we talk about in regards to like films and movies, remember when you was watching one film a night, for example, I was back in the day when I had time.
Yeah.
They develop you because you are listening to stories, even whether fictional or whatever. You're seeing differences in people throughout these different stories, and they develop you as a person. So it happens with all types of media. Music, the more music that you listen to, that will develop you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be like, it will change what you wear, how you act. I mean, listen, if you're in London and you're listening to only drill, mate, you're wearing big puffer jackets, 110s, you know what I mean? Trap star. And you're acting a certain way.
Yeah.
But if you listen to all different types of music, and then you feel so many different emotions. And so I think the more that you are involved in, the more you don't know yourself.
Yeah. Well, I've felt a little bit lost the last couple of weeks. I don't know what it's had anything to, like, what's been like the cause of it, but
could be the weather.
Yeah.
And joking aside, that does affect, doesn't it?
Really? Yeah. I think the month of December does it for me as well. I think the magic of Christmas kind of leaves you at a certain age, doesn't it? And it becomes more like a bit of a different month. But I've been listening to podcasts a day about addiction. Like, I listened to Paul Merson on James English's podcast today.
Yeah.
And he obviously suffered incredibly, and I don't think I've ever been addicted to anything in my life, but I was seeing myself and I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, why do I feel this way? I'm not addicted to anything. It's like I'm putting myself in that position.
Yeah.
Like the way he's feeling, the questions he's asking himself, and I'm asking myself those questions, and
you're putting them on you.
Yeah, and I'm thinking,
how come do you think you're doing that in the first place?
I don't know. That's what I think. I'm just looking for a little bit of
You're trying to find yourself?
I think I'm trying to find myself a little bit. I think this is how, this has been a big step.
Yeah.
Starting this.
It's better than 2 weeks in Thailand.
Yeah, in Bali.
Yeah.
Like watching a mountain all day. Like, I'm sorry, but if you find yourself through that, I don't think you have that much personality.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, that's not the right way to find yourself. Like,
no.
No, I think it's just, I think I felt a bit lost. I'm kind of in between, I'm in between leaving my old job and starting this new job. Mm. You're getting a little bit of anxiety brought up from that. Mm. I think my body, my mind, the way I'm thinking about things, I think everything's changing. And that's why I thought, who are you, who am I, was a really good way to start the podcast, because I don't really know. I was interested to see whether you guys...
To be honest, I feel the same.
You feel the same way?
I think definitely with hobbies. I think I'm overloaded with hobbies.
Well, you pick them up so quickly. Yeah. You're straight in there.
I think I've got I've probably got 20 hobbies on the go now.
Yeah.
And I feel maybe that could be where I lie.
Is that a bad contributing factor, though, do you think, to yourself? Because look how you are, though. I mean, you two are very smart lads compared to most other people. Fucking hell. I'm glad I'm sitting here having a conversation with you two. Because you actually have had a good conversation with me.
Yeah.
So would you rather be that type of person where you're not? Or where you are right now, but maybe not know yourself?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I'd take that, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of pressure in society to figure out who you are in life. You know?
Yeah, it's kind of like a saying, isn't it?
Yeah.
You find yourself or lose yourself and...
What's the greeting, what you do at a party? Hi, what do you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
Yeah, what do you do, yeah. That's the pressure, isn't it?
Yeah, what's in your bio?
Yeah, fuck me. You know? I've got too much stuff to pick from.
Social pressures is just ridiculous, isn't it? People of our generation, it's there, isn't it? I've always said, I've always felt pressure from somewhere.
Mm.
Never quite been able to pinpoint where it's being from, because my parents are great. They wouldn't put any pressure on me to do anything. A little bit of my background, when I finished college, I had a gap year. Mum and dad weren't overjoyed about that, but I did it. I took a gap year.
Yeah.
I didn't do much in the gap year. Worked, saved some money, went to uni, did my teaching degree, left uni, decided I don't want to be a teacher.
Jesus. That is a journey.
Yeah.
Wait, how come you decided that you didn't want to be a teacher?
It wasn't for me in the end.
The whole thing.
And I don't regret it at all, because I met some amazing people. I've had the best experiences of my life.
Yeah.
Not just at uni and teaching placements, everything.
Yeah.
I think I wasn't very good at it. I wasn't as good as people made me out. And I think if I'd have put my mind to it, and if I really, really wanted to do it, I'd have been good at it.
Yeah. It just wasn't, your mind wasn't set on it.
No. And I don't regret not doing it.
Yeah.
No,
I suppose, because you've got like you said, there's the adventure of everything from it, isn't it?
Yeah,
the
3 years were a good 3 years, but...
And was this secondary school or primary school?
Primary school, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's very broad subjects, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I was teaching everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a watered-down version of this.
It is, yeah. It is. That's why I like picking up the little things, because I feel like this is how I'd... If I was to be a teacher, this is how I'd teach subjects. I'd find a podcast on Christopher Columbus.
I get it, yeah.
Going in and teach about Christopher Columbus. But
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I think... I don't know where the pressures have come from, because my mum and dad weren't... Again, they weren't... But I can only imagine they weren't incredibly happy in... I can only imagine they weren't unhappy that I wasn't going into teaching.
Mm.
Because they never told me. They never said, oh, give it a go, give it a year.
Yeah, yeah.
It was all, let's just find something you want to do.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the best way, isn't it?
And that's what changed, about a year ago, changed for me. I was like, I need something new.
Yeah, you need to change.
Mm.
Sometimes you need that as well to develop you further.
Yeah.
And maybe that will help you in the long run find out who you really are, because that's what helps is experiences.
Oh, yeah, I definitely believe. I stand by, I think, you should cover as much as you can rather than going as far as you can in one direction.
Well, that depends. I think that depends on what you want to achieve, because Steve Jobs was in one particular subject for the whole of his entire life,
he went the full way, didn't he?
The most successful people in life are good at one subject.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, they aren't a jack of all trades.
What's that say? It's what is that saying? That a master of...
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah, but a master of one is better than a master of none.
A master of none, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the full saying. Yeah, but people always say
jack of all trades
is better than a master of one. That's what people always say, just that bit, and then they never say second half.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is true. And that, I think that actually develops into your whole philosophy of how you want to live your life.
Yeah, I think that lines up with me.
Mm.
Like, I don't want a career in just one thing. I don't want to, like, just work one career. I'd rather have, like, 100 different jobs than just have one that goes really far in a career.
Oh, that's good. I think it's good knowing that at a very early age.
Yeah, I guess so, actually. Yeah.
Because then you can just live your life and be happy. Because if you know what you want, then you can be happy. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, yeah. It comes down to that.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
I think it is, yeah. And you are very much like we were talking about. You keep your obsession. You want to be. Well, we were talking about how could you be a nursery nurse, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. So basically, like, on my Instagram, I seen like funny videos of babies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And because I keep watching them, my Instagram feed's just full of like funny videos of babies,
mm-hmm.
and it's just so funny. And I was thinking like how funny it'd be to work in a nursery. You know, just like messing around.
Yeah.
But then we were saying like.
Well, there's a bit of a stigma, isn't there, with men in nurseries of what's gone on recently.
Yeah.
So I think
unfortunately.
Yeah. Which is unfortunate because there's some good guys who would probably be amazing at it, but...
Yeah, it's odd that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind working in a nursery, though. But, like, just, I think it'd just be so funny.
See, that's a good personality to have, though. I think being like, how many guys would say that?
Yeah. You just want to go and chase experiences, don't you? You just want to have fun. That's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to, like, just experience everything.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I think that's the good way to live your life. I mean, there's no real one way to live your life.
No.
You know, and if you want to do that, that's fine. If you want to be that one successful thing and following it on and...
Yeah, yeah, that's...
Then you can do that.
Well, there's a Japanese concept called Ikigai.
Ikigai.
Ikigai. I think that's how you pronounce it. Where it's like your purpose in life and it's like what you love. And it's basically that. It's like it covers everything, like what you love, what you're passionate about. What you can like provide to the world, you know, like all positive stuff like that.
Yeah,
and that's like a good way of like framing, like how you see yourself and what you want in life. I think.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
I think that's a good a way of an approaching it. To be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have the way of like, so. There's two sides to me, and then there's the emotional side and the logical side, and that applies to everything that I do in life. Mm-hmm. And I ask both sides. It's kind of like a devil and the angel on either shoulders.
Yeah. Which one's the angel?
The devil's the emotional side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The angel's the good one, the logical side. I like that one, yeah. But that's how I've approached it. So every time that I think, who are you, I kind of just know. Because I approach it as a logical sense. Like, I'm this, I'm that, I'm that, I'm that, and that.
Yeah.
Plus, I did a multitude of personality tests when I was younger. So I know exactly who I am at this point and know how I approach things. And so I don't necessarily have that problem at this stage. You know, like, I don't know how many 16 personalities, you know, the one by... It wasn't by Carl Jung, but then it moved on to... It's like the four-letter one.
Yeah, yeah, it's like INJP, whatever.
Yeah.
That type of one, yeah.
So I did that. I was the ENTJ.
ENTJ. Which one's that one?
So they all stand... So extroversion.
Yeah.
Intuition, thinking, and judging.
Ah, right.
Which then leads into something else. Basically, if everyone goes and checks it out, they'll find out that I'm like a horrible leader.
Or you're a dictator.
Yeah, I'm a dictator.
Yeah, that's like most dictators get stuff done though, don't they?
They get shit done.
Yeah, pretty logical people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you not think that like answering by saying that you know, do you not think that's quite a binary answer though?
Yeah.
In what way?
Like, oh, I know, like that question. It's like, if you know, is that not quite a binary way of thinking instead of how could I possibly know who I am?
Yeah, I think it's the amount of time I've spent on thinking it about it.
You've had sleepless nights on that one.
Yeah, I mean, my life's been all over the place since I was younger. I've moved multiple schools. I went to like 10 different primary schools before I came up to St. Helens, for example.
Yeah.
And so I had to develop my personality throughout them.
Yeah.
And I had to think a lot about it. And so at this point, I know who I am. I know the type of person I am. I know what I care for. And it doesn't mean that I can't progress or my personality can't change.
Yeah.
But I know who I am.
Yeah.
I bet that was massive for you, those experiences. Like, I never had to think, who am I?
Mm.
I never had to really evaluate myself and I'm going into a new environment. I've never had to really do that, I don't think.
I think it's breaking it down. It's if you look at that question, it's such a broad, it's a broad question. Everything can be broad, right?
Yeah.
And and I break everything down because the way I think is a logical thing. I take steps. I'm like, what does that mean? How do we approach it? How we can move on from that? I'm a fixer.
Yeah.
That's what I am. I like to get shit done. Hence, well,
hence
I got
you're
it.
A dictator.
Yeah. So I look at everything in a very simple manner. I don't overcomplicate things too much.
Yeah.
But I can talk about deep things. It doesn't mean I've got both sides of me. So that's where my intuition comes in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I can deep shit if I want to. But if there's some shit that I want to get done, then I get it done.
Yeah.
You lock in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just incredible control over that emotional side and logical side. Whereas my emotional side likes to seep
creep
over.
In.
It does, a lot. And it does. And I know I like to think that the way to the key to life is to take things day by day and step by step. But I let too many things from the outside come in and knock you off that path.
That's natural though.
Yeah.
I think.
That's always the fact that you're aware of it as well.
Yeah.
Like you can play that into your own advantage, can't you?
Yeah. And then you gotta accept that there's no answers either.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no right way. Like that's the hardest thing. It's to think like
thinking that
there isn't.
You put yourself in a bad mood by letting this emotional side take over, and you instantly think, because it's the human reaction to think, how do I make sure this doesn't happen again? Because I feel awful now.
So what's your approach, both of you, to emotional situations? And I know that's broad, because there's so many emotional situations that can happen.
Yeah.
But how do you approach it? Do you have steps? Do you go, I'm going to... Because for me, personally, I talk a lot to myself.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I have different processes of how to assess why I'm feeling this way and how I'm going to move forward, what I want out of it, how I'm going to feel better, long is this feeling going to last?
Yeah.
All those questions, when something emotional happens in my life, that's how I approach
it. That's how you approach it, yeah.
So what do you guys do? Do you just go, oh, fuck me, I'm feeling shit, and then just stay with that feeling? Or do you take those steps?
I think mine's difficult. So I'm a bit of a bot. I like to bottle up a little bit, and then when I come out, it's kind of all like a bit of a jumble, and it's all like if I'm going to speak to someone, I don't often speak to myself. I don't think I don't know. I probably could work through things, but I'm trying more to use the people around me.
Yeah,
I think because I've bottled things up before.
Yeah.
But then it's very much like like I said before, like looking at things and thinking there isn't an answer to this. Sometimes it just takes time, and it takes people around you to be there for you and you to know that. But I'm looking for this binary answer of like, how does this feeling go away right now? And often there isn't one, and I think
there isn't. This is the one that I guess I'll give a tip towards that is, how long will this last? And do it either that way, because
look at it from that view.
Look at it from that view. And, you know, that's something that isn't just me saying that. A lot of people say that. It's like, will I care about this in 2 months?
Yeah.
This
or feeling. Even, like, tomorrow. Is it important tomorrow? You know, like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Is that, like, the thing? Is that a thing? Like, it's like, is it the five rule or something like that, where it's like, will it matter in 5 seconds? Will it matter in 5 minutes? Will it matter in 5 days? For five
that's
hours?
That's interesting.
Yeah, 5 days.
I bet you that works when you apply that to a lot of stuff, isn't it? Apply that properly.
Yeah,
I bet you that will save a lot of stress to certain people.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think I've changed a bit. I think I've become more in touch with my emotions. I think.
Yeah,
like
I
could say a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, I was in work all day and I felt a bit shit. And I went home to my mum and I said, "Mum, I just felt sad today." And she was like, "What? Why?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I don't know why I felt sad, but I just feel like I need to tell you. I just felt sad today."
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like. That wasn't... It went away. It was the next day I was fine, but...
Yeah, it was just, like, a feeling of just, like, in the moment.
And that's good because you accepted it there.
Yeah.
You accepted that that there's no reason why that you're feeling this way.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a good step. That means that there's development there.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, I don't think there was anything there that made me feel sad. Nothing was going to make me not feel sad apart from myself. So it was just very, yeah, like you said, a bit of an acceptance to be like, I do feel sad, and I'm going to tell someone, and it'll be gone.
I suppose that's what you said about like growing up, being mature.
Yeah.
Like I suppose like a child, or like a younger person.
Yeah.
Wouldn't think like that, wouldn't they?
Well, I think it all comes down to your upbringing, but also the experiences that you had when you were younger.
Yeah.
I, for example, when I was younger, always wanted to talk to the elders more than I did the people my age. Yeah. Still the same.
The brethren.
Yeah. I still wanted to, and I still do to this day want to.
Yeah.
And I think that's just because of the way my life went, and it's because I had to deal with a lot of adult situations which had to develop me into being mature at such a young age.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will have to go through that but won't have that side developed of them for when they're older. So it's just by chance.
Well, I think like definitely when you talk to like older people, it's a different type of talking, isn't it?
It is,
compared to talking to someone your own age. If you're talking to like a 50-year-old guy, it could be about anything, couldn't it?
Yeah.
It's a different type of like conversation than when you're talking to someone who's like 18.
Yeah. Doesn't mean that you can't get those people when you're 18, but you know?
Because you are so young, aren't you?
Yeah.
And they see that for like if you were to just, like if you were having trouble when you were 18 or something, and you have to speak to a 45-year-old man about it, and he's looking at you going, you've got so much life ahead of you.
Yeah.
Why are you bothered about this?
Yeah, he's looking at it from like complete different like box altogether, yeah.
Which is crazy. And that's why I'm so scared of fucking death. Because I want to see point of views. I want to see how far this shit goes.
Yeah, I get you.
I want to see how fucking crazy I get.
Yeah. How deep you go.
How deep I go, or how fucking mental it all goes. And so that's kind of upsetting, but it's kind of whittled it down. Can I ask you guys a question in relation to that?
Yeah, yeah.
Go on.
If you saw a bug on the floor and it was hurt, would you want to help it or would you stamp on it? Natural reaction, first thought, tell me. You don't think about it.
I'll probably stand on it.
I'm standing on it, I think, yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Because I'd help it. That was my natural reaction when I heard it. Yeah.
You're going straight and scooping it up.
I'm helping that shit, yeah. I don't want to stand on it.
Yeah.
That's scary. I'm in with two psychopaths here. What's going on? I'm going to get myself out.
I'm
going
to stand on you.
Yeah.
I don't know what the connotations are that are, but I think that shows that maybe a lack of emotion or something. Yeah.
Empathy.
I don't know. Empathy, yeah.
Yeah. Empathy, yeah. Yeah.
Was that actually both of your first thoughts, though? Yeah,
I think, my first thought would just be stand on it.
Well, I had to envisage it, so I thought of it being in work and just seeing a bug on the floor, and I would stand on it. But I think if I was outside, for some reason, I think I'd just step over it. I think I'd just leave it.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean in that sense. Yeah.
Oh, you're putting it into different contexts.
Yeah. Yeah. So my mind went dead quick, and I was just like the first thought of a bug on the floor was work, and I was just bang, stamp on it.
Yeah. Like I wouldn't go out of my way to stand on it. Like,
oh, okay. But if it came down to you, would if you was in war?
Yeah, oh,
you'd kill someone if they were trying to kill you.
If it's in war, I'm doing everything and anything. Never mind standing on bugs.
But it's strange, that, isn't it? Because I say that like in work I'd stand on it, but I feel like even in my home, where like you probably have more reasons to think, yeah, stand on the bug because it's in your house. I think I'd probably pick it up and just throw it outside.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, point.
Well, that was one that I think that was on a Hannibal episode. I think I got through that, and I just thought it was great because, I wanted to see your true thoughts on it. But I think that actually, goes into morality. And I think that is actually one of my questions, and I'm annoyed because, you came up with basically that question.
Yeah.
At number one. But it kind of leads from who are you to, do you have any morals or values? And if so, what are they? If you do want to share them, of course, because I look at people in my own life and I think, you've never fucking sat down and thought about your morals and values.
Yeah.
But I have all mine in my fucking phone.
Listed down.
Yeah. Whether I abide to them or not.
Oh, that's another story.
That's another story. But I change it and I make adjustments all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But I thought about it. Just like I say who you are, you guys have obviously thought about that before. Yeah. But have you thought about your morals and values?
I don't know whether I have.
No.
That is tough.
Yeah. I feel like I don't have any to a degree.
No?
I feel like... No, I mean I do, but I feel like part of me is like... Probably what you said about, like, it depends... Not who you are, who you're with, but, like, all different situations, it probably changes.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm not going to kill somebody.
Yeah.
But if I'm in war, I feel like I might... I might... what's the word? Like, go a bit crazy and go killing people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like complete different, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. What are, so the moral law or values, are like the rules that you give to yourself to
like how you would actually
how you live,
how so, you live your life.
I don't want to share all mine because, well, to be honest, I would say like it would show my true character, but actually they're just really spongy and annoying. But like, one of mine is like be loyal,
yeah,
you know, or like treat friends the way you want to be treated.
Yeah,
or be honest, be there, be open, stuff like that. That's those are just a couple, or just like be naturally kind, be polite, or whatever.
Yeah, I definitely agree with them.
You know,
yeah. Well, they're just like all that stuff that stops like shit from getting caused, doesn't it? If you're not loyal and you're being a dick, shit's gonna happen to you, isn't it?
Yeah,
you're gonna end up in situations you're like, oh, I fucking can't be arsed with this.
Well, I think in that moment, say, like, if you are going about to do something that you think is wrong, you would revert back to your morals, like, oh, I said I wasn't going to do this.
Yeah.
And
then
maybe it would...
Yeah, it's like an identity, isn't it?
Maybe I should write my morals down. I feel like, because I think, like, when you said be loyal or be honest, and I think, I do live my life like that, but there are times I make stupid decisions that aren't an honest or loyal decision.
Which is fine.
Yeah. But yeah. I'd like to have them there to be like, come on, you're better than this.
Ah, so you see, like, if you wrote them out like Charles,
yeah,
then you've got like an actual gauge.
So put it down. I feel I'm big into that, like writing things down. Like,
oh yeah.
Whenever like if I have an argument with my girlfriend or something, and it's like, I'm gonna let's write things down. Or if she's feeling shit about herself, or I'm feeling shit about myself, let's write down the good things.
Oh, I totally agree with that. Yeah.
Write them down. Let's see them, because I can talk to you for days and you're not going to take any of them in, but if you're going to write down the good things about yourself, then you're going to feel something, aren't you?
Yeah. Absolutely. And it does, it might develop, you know, like help with you guys who you are, because it does, it's like, oh, I do stand for this, I do stand for that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when in the act of writing, you've got to think, haven't you?
Yeah.
You can't just like write with not thinking.
Yeah.
You can't just like be putting words on pages without like not being there.
Yeah.
You got to like properly think, haven't you, about what it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
You were saying about like, aren't they just the way like how you stop shit from happening?
Yeah.
But I mean, there are people who aren't. Like, if you meet someone who isn't an honest person,
yeah,
like a compulsive liar,
and it's like compulsive liar.
Like, how is that the right way?
Yeah.
Like, even like down to stupid things, like when we got footy and we've got 10 players,
yeah,
and we play at 9 o'clock, and at 8:30, someone goes, "Oh, I can't play."
Yeah, and that's like that. You're just shitting on everybody else, aren't you?
Yeah, like I would never ever do that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not a letdown.
Yeah, well, letdown. That's it,
bro.
Isn't it?
Maybe that's it. Then that's the first one on there. And I think
we've got one for you, Cole.
Oh, yeah,
you're not a letdown.
That is, and I think it's like one of, I guess mine. One of mine's not even in there, and it's like, bro, if you're lending money, pay it back when you say, or do it like straight away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a big one for me, and that's not even in there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, God, I'm terrible at paying you. How many times?
You are bad.
You know what the problem is? Like, we play football, and I, like, because I haven't got the bank transfer thing on my phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I haven't got enough space to download it on or anything.
Oh, okay.
So I go on my computer, but that's like a ball ache to log in.
It is a ball ache.
So I don't know why, it just naturally doesn't, like, it's not in my mind to do it.
It's low on the queue.
Yeah. Like, I could give cash. I'll give cash to anybody, like, on the day or anything.
Yeah.
But when it's, like, when they say, oh, like, transfer it, and then it's just gone then.
Yeah.
Because it's not there.
Yeah.
Because you can't do it immediately.
Yeah.
Well, that's, like, your morals don't... One of the things on mine is your morals don't have to match other people's morals.
Mm.
So that just because that's my moral doesn't have to mean it's yours. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, that's, like, there's another Japanese saying. You say, if you get 10 people, that means 10 different colours.
Ooh.
And that's not just skin colour. You know, like everybody, like who you are, or every single person's different, isn't it? And that's going to be with, like, morals and all values, isn't it?
You will never, ever meet someone with is exactly the same.
Yeah, no, exactly the same.
And that's like the broad scale of morality comes into it. It's like, I always think this is where the logical side of it comes into, like, what is morality?
Yeah.
So I've picked out a fictional scale.
Yeah.
Of it's like, okay, you lie on here or here, and like, maybe one end is like killing children and that's bad, and most of us can agree with that, unless like there's some weirdo who wants to do that. And then on the other thing, like helping a granny cross the road when she's dropped her shopping, that's probably most people would agree that's a good thing, you know what I mean?
That's an alright thing.
But like, maybe like forgetting to like pay someone back for £55 because it's not easy for you, maybe that lies somewhere like in the middle.
Yeah. And like, so some people that probably lies like bad, isn't it? And then some people it's just like, oh, not bothered.
Yeah,
yeah, like
the gauge, the scale is probably like
changes for everyone, doesn't it? Yeah,
movable a bit.
Mm.
Yeah, it will, because there'll be baby murderers out there that don't think it's that bad.
That's great.
Yeah. It's all right.
I think it's perfect.
Yeah, happy days.
And I think that's absolutely crazy to think about, because it makes. So one thing that I've always thought about is that the world is shaped in your own head.
Mm.
It's not shaped by society or whatever, it's shaped in your own mind. Mm. And then you just conform based on rules.
You do, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like how like you take stuff in and then you put it all together in your own mind and your own thoughts and feelings.
Interpret it in your own way.
Yeah.
And then you can't do it because you can't. Yeah. I can't just go out and kill someone. I don't want to.
Yeah.
But like, if I did and I thought it was good,
say if you were inclined to,
I think, oh fuck me, I'm gonna be put in prison for this, I can't be asked.
Yeah, it's like that with like, if you were bickering with like with your sister or something, and you go she'll go, oh, I can do what I want, so we'll go and murder someone then. So I don't want to murder someone. It's like, you can do what you want.
Yeah,
it's that down to that like scale of morality again, isn't it?
Yeah
you put it on that. What is the definition of morality?
I think it's the one where everyone will have their own.
Like, there's no set.
Actually, there's probably a definition.
There probably is a real definition for it.
A really vague one.
I'm going to try and Google it.
Yeah.
I don't think I could, like, sum it up, like, what it is.
No, it's such a difficult one. All these vague ones are...
What's your scale, then? Or your morality scale?
My morality scale?
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to pick out certain topics.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I think if you're going to look at your morality scale, I think we're taking a new episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go. Morality meaning principles concerning the distinction between right and wrong, or good and bad behaviour.
There we go. So basically the scale for me.
Yeah, it's basically that, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, but what's that? It is very down to their own person, isn't it? It's very personal.
Yeah.
Mm. Like that, you know, the question on about the train.
Oh yeah, do you pull like the lever?
Yeah.
Oh, what's this?
So there's a train, and it's heading towards three workers on the track.
Okay.
And it's gonna kill those three workers.
Yeah.
You can switch the track, and on the other side, there's just one worker on his own, and it'll only kill one worker.
Well, that's where my logical side comes into it.
Yeah, so you're breaking it
down.
So
I'm like, oh, well, there's three families there.
Yeah.
There's either kids going to be upset. You've got one family here.
Yeah.
The outcome is that more people are going to be upset, and there's going to be a lot more funeral costs from here.
Yeah.
It's going to cost the company a lot of money to for their pensions and stuff like that for their families.
Yeah, so you're covering everything.
The train driver is going to get upset because he's killed three people over one person.
Yeah.
The people on board are going to get upset because they've seen three deaths over one death. That's where my mind goes.
Yeah.
So I'm killing the one person.
No, I understand what you mean. I see where you're coming from there.
Yeah.
I think I, to a degree, see it like that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You got to think of the act of your switching the track.
Yeah, you're pulling the trigger, basically.
If I walk in there, see that situation, turn around and walk out the room.
You're just going.
And the train just kills three people, doesn't it?
And then it's not, you haven't like made a choice really, haven't you?
Yeah. So you have to go and, so there is an option to leave.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Well,
so.
Then I'd leave.
Yeah.
There's an option to not pull the...
Yeah, I suppose it's that, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's not up to me. It's not like final, it's like final destination. If you mess with it, then you're going to, you know what I mean? But it's true. It's like, there we go. Like, that was going to happen. There we go. Like, fucking don't change it. It's not up to you.
Yeah. You know, that reminded me of something that actually, that where somebody proposed to the government, the American government, I don't know when or who, but it was basically like the government has like the president has the power to drop the nukes, doesn't he, on like places. And they said, like, in order to do that, you have to get the key or whatever that allows you to act, like, physically drop the bomb. You have to kill this person who has the key or whatever. And this person is like, I can't even remember his name. And he said, like, I'll be the guy.
And it's saying, like, if you can kill me to take the key, then you're worthy of killing these millions of people with a nuke.
Yeah, it just makes you, like, think about, like, what are you doing? Like, looking at...
Because I bet you're so disconnected from... Anyone firing nukes like that is just disconnected from it.
Yeah, pressing a button or just sending, like...
But that's where empathy comes into it. It's like... Let's just say you're in a room and you've just got a button. You're not directly in there, are you? You're not on the floor with people, watching people die around you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like... That's another thing of, like, emotion and stuff like that. Like, okay, if you tell me that your cousin died, I'm not going to get emotionally affected by it, am I?
Yeah.
You know, because I don't know them.
Yeah.
So that's the same thing. It's like, you could kill millions of people because you don't know them, but if your family's in that area, you'd be like, fuck no.
Oh, I get it, yeah. You're completely disconnected.
Yeah.
I think I feel like when I look at my empathy level, it's like, I don't feel I'm that empathetic. Is that a word? Empathetic.
Yeah.
You don't feel
towards, like, people I don't know.
Mm. I think that's normal.
Like,
it's different. I'm quite, like, if I've got a loose connection, like, I'd be upset if, like, I've only met your dad a couple of times, but if you told me dad,
yeah,
I'd be upset.
Would you go home and cry?
No, I wouldn't. I don't think I'd cry.
Yeah.
I'd need to sit down. I'd be in shock.
You don't put, like, The Office on or something. Show.
Like, I got to on Monday. Someone I work with who are quite friendly with, he walked into the back garden Monday morning and found his wife dead in the back garden.
Oh, what? Fuck me.
Wait, this Monday? Today?
No,
last Monday.
Yeah,
that's heavy, that.
Do we all picture that then? Can we just say that? Have we pictured that in our head then?
And you got to think, like, but do you know what? And you feel awful there, don't you? Because of the way of the way that whole thing's happened.
Yeah.
Whereas if I just said, there's someone in work and his wife died on Monday.
It's the picture that you've painted.
So that's made me question what I just said then, like, saying I'm not empathetic towards strangers, but then I don't know this guy and I'm like, it's fucking heavy, that.
Well, that comes down to what is empathy.
Well, empathy is like putting yourself in that position, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think
that's it,
there's like 0.005% of people in this world that really have that true empathy. I don't. You guys might. Like, where, I think, like, I don't know where it was, like, you know Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Here we go.
I'm referencing it again. But I remember him, like, they brought over, some guy brought over, like, a catalogue of...
Children for him.
Children. He's like, oh! of, like, different, like, woods that he was looking so he could put it in his cabin.
Yeah.
For tables and shit. And he was going through them, and apparently the guy, like, Michael Jackson, was just having fucking orgasms. It's a Joe Rogan clip, so if anyone wants to go and listen to it.
Yeah.
But, like, he was just, like, sitting there going, oh, this is, looks so good. Oh, my God.
like Gary Neville when... Torres
goes. Yeah, Torres goes. Boss.
But it's, like, I'm just thinking in my head, this guy might have true empathy. Like, he could, like... He could, like, okay, so when you tell us about the person from work, we picture it, we feel it in the head, but he could feel it in his heart there.
Yeah. On another level.
Like, imagine that.
Yeah.
Where you could feel something that's beautiful or sad, and you could find that you're not related to.
Yeah, and it's, like, powerful, really raw.
Really powerful and raw. Like,
yeah.
I imagine if I just started crying on that.
Yeah. Like, your heart breaks. Yeah, that's true empathy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's incredibly rare.
Mm. Is empathy just about sadness as well?
No.
What's like?
Can you be like empathetic
about someone's happiness, about something like amazing happening? Like if I said, "Oh, some fella in work last Monday won the lottery,"
and you're like, "Good, happy for him."
You start you just don't. Like screaming.
You're bitter. Yes. Well, you get bitter, don't you, about that?
There's colours. Yeah, if you, don't have it,
yeah. I think if you're a billionaire, you'd be like, oh, cool, good for him.
But is that is that empathy as well? Like, if you were to feel his happiness, is that what is that? Because we only associate empathy with, and we with might rightly only associate empathy with sadness and negative
stuff.
Fuck, that's so deep. I haven't thought about that.
That's fucked up, that, innit?
Yeah, because there's probably people, who probably aren't happy, but like other people, isn't there, to a degree? Even like there's people who probably just look at even like the friends or people always like in a negative way, or like something good happens to the friends, they'll like try and put it down. Like, they can't be happy for other people. They can't just, like, be happy for other people's happiness.
Such a toxic trait, isn't it?
Yeah. Jealousy, man. And that comes back to, like... So, I think, again, with, like, who you are, I think you have your natural side, and then I think you have your developed side. So I think it's... Your natural side is your first reaction.
Mm.
Like, if someone comes in here with a bat now... Am I going to try and help you two, or am I going to fucking leg it?
Yeah.
I'm going to help. I'm going to stay and help.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to, I'm going to jump on. Yeah. Have a little, little brawl. Yeah.
Tackle.
Yeah. Have a bit of a laugh.
What are you going to do?
I know, I'm going to say, I'm going to.
You're going to help out?
Yeah.
We'll smash him in.
Yeah. Nobody's fucking standing a chance against us three. All game.
Yeah. But there are people there, aren't there, who would
just leg it? Yeah, of course. And that's the natural reaction. But then there's a developed side of you where it's like, with your morals and values, where you've gone, actually, no, I've told myself that I'm going to be brave and stay here and help my friends.
And
then you fight that natural urge of who you are and what your natural instinct is.
I get so what you, that's almost like what you want to be as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like who you want to be compared to who you are.
Yeah.
And acting on that.
Well, now we're getting who you want to be, who you should be.
Who you should be.
Who you're told to be.
Shit. Oh.
Yeah. So heavy.
That's so, because it's like that lottery thing, isn't it? Like automatically you think, well, I haven't got £70 million.
Yeah, fucking
hell. Then you're thinking, oh, well, that guy, he could probably really, he'll probably have a really good life.
Yeah, fuck him.
His entire family will have a really good life now from that.
Yeah, if your developed side then is telling you to still be jealous and toxic and try and ruin his life, then you'd be like, fuck me, that's a crazy person, mate. Let's stay away from them, mate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, if someone hasn't been through the, if they haven't realised that that's the wrong way to think.
Yeah, they're struggling there. Yeah.
I think what I will say is, like, now that we've talked about it, you will catch yourself in natural moments and you'll go, oh, that is me. Like, I did it the other day.
Yeah, we're going to become self-aware situations.
It's crazy. Yeah. Like, you will notice it and you'll be like, fuck, I just did something without even thinking about it. That's me.
Yeah.
And that's why I kind of know. But like, I'll tell you about something that happened the other day. I was walking on with two bags of shopping, right?
Yeah.
And I just hear, oh, I'm like,
hey, Michael Jackson's looking at catalogs.
I know, looking at catalogs again. I just hear, oh, help. And I'm like, and I'm turning around and I'm going, like, it's dark. I'm like in a little bit of a wooded place.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck me, what's going on? Wait, do I just keep walking on here?
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, like, I looked around and I saw that picture in the head of what it is.
Yeah.
I turned around and I saw an old woman's just fucking kicked it on the floor.
Oh fucking no.
Yeah.
We're laughing at that.
Yeah. So I didn't even think. My natural instincts, I threw me shopping down and I've gone to pick her up.
Yeah.
Right, and I've helped her, and she's like, "Yeah, right, darling." She cut her hand open. That's not the point. She's sad.
Are you giggling while you're doing it? Though? No. I'm giggling. Like, if I'm doing that, like, I've got that humility to be like, be like, "Oh, look at you, Dilly. How have you fallen over like this?"
Yeah.
No, I'm like, "Are you fucking okay? Like, get up. Like, are you sound?"
Yeah.
And I think so. That was when a moment for me when I was walking on, I was like, that could have been like someone setting me up to like rob me or murder me or anything like that.
Yeah.
But my natural instinct there was to go and help this poor old woman that's kicked it on the floor.
Yeah.
So that you'll notice those things.
Yeah, so your natural things to like to help someone in that situation, where somebody could have been like, oh, this looks a bit, I don't want to get involved in this.
Yeah, I don't want to get involved, but I might have cowered away from it.
Yeah.
Might have thought about the possibilities or whatever, kept on walking. But my natural instinct, maybe if I was a bit smarter, I'd have been like, fucking leave her, she'll be sound.
She'll be all right.
But yeah, my natural instinct was to help, but I think it's a good trait, to be honest.
It definitely is, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I think we can all agree on that.
But it's like that scary thing, like you were saying, you could have been being set up. Do you remember like when people were robbing cars by leaving a baby's car seat on the side of the road?
Oh, what?
And people would stop.
What?
And get out and look at the baby, and then someone would rob the car.
Fuck what? Me.
Because you, cause,
I like
cause
that.
Your natural
I like
instinct.
That in a way.
That's crazy.
That's like a, I mean, that's like a genius way of that's like catching people out.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. Stay the true. Stay here.
No, I'm not
a scam artist.
Because your natural instinct, it kicks in that to like, that hard. Yeah. You leave your car running, you just rush over, don't you? Probably leave your door open.
Yeah, yeah. What?
That is mental.
That's fucking crazy.
And they
that.
Leave an empty car seat and jump in your car.
They just jump in.
Mm.
Imagine you're if you're stuck in traffic and then you just like roll into something. Fellas with a basket behind. Yeah, fucking. Yeah, heavy.
Now, that's a good scam, Matt. I feel like.
Good scam. Well, it's just taking advantage of people's good morals and good values, isn't it? That's. Well,
there's a question. Like, how far will you go to take advantage of people?
Oh, I think there's been a couple of times where I've done it and I've. And. Not going to give situations, but I've done it. Like,
you're not going to give the details.
No, I've done it either indirectly, like I've done it online before, like where I've scammed people for money.
What?
Like, no, nothing bad. Like, I didn't have a big operation. I don't want people. I don't want the fucking people to like investigate me now. Like, whoa,
hacking into people's bank accounts.
Say like no. Say like if you sold a piece of clothing, right? Yeah. And like I don't know, you didn't notice there was a hole in there, and then someone's gone, can I refund it? And you've just blanked them.
Oh no, I get it. Yeah.
It's nothing like I didn't have a big operation.
Or like the classic Amazon trick where like you order a PlayStation and you get it posted to your neighbour and then go, oh, it never came, and they send another one out. Yeah. Classic Amazon trick.
Did you do that?
No.
See, I'm all right with that.
What is, that's like taking advantage of the man, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm
a bigger company.
I'm not bothered at all. I'm not even bothered about like stealing stuff.
Steal a few hundred quid off. I'm not even bothered about stealing stuff at all.
I'd steal stuff, not from you, but like
no. If keep holding my phone on.
If
me.
It's like a shop, I'd have no. If I could get away with it, I'd just. Fucking
if it was
take
a corner
it.
Shop that was run by a family, would you? Like a bar of chocolate, mate.
I'll take a loaded bar of chocolates. Yeah.
Would you? Yeah.
Yeah. What? It's only a few quid, isn't it?
I can't do that.
Yeah. I'm not going to steal. I don't mean like directly from someone I know, like going in the pocket and seeing like a personal belonging. Yeah, but like, say if there's like a bike just in the street, I'd take it.
Would you?
Really? If there's nobody around. Like, it's a bike, isn't it?
This is what we wanted.
If you're walking down the street, someone drops the. I've got a good story about this actually when we went to the Everton game. If you're walking down the street and someone in front of you drops his wallet on the floor and you go up to him, you go up to the wallet, it's like 50 quid in it, what are you doing?
I give it back.
Yeah, I think that level, I'd give it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I think in my head that, oh, it's 50 quid.
I might, is there a change? I might take some change.
That he won't notice.
Yeah, a few quid.
No, well, when I went to the Everton game, the derby.
Yeah.
And you took it.
No. So where we parked on, there's a graveyard, a cemetery over the road, and you've got to walk through, and it gets dark.
Yeah, what's that called? That park, isn't it?
Well, Stanley Park, but it's the cemetery there. Yeah, and we walk through that, and we're walking
like
back.
Like the tunnel?
I know. I'm walking back, and it's Everton. I've just been battered by Liverpool. And there's a bit that, like, it's wet, and there's a puddle, so me and Connor have got our phones out, and we see a wallet on the floor.
Yeah.
And it's some little, he was like 18-year-old kid from Preston, dropped his wallet, looked at his ID. We went through and we searched on Instagram. We found, his name was Jack Lucas.
Yeah, I'll name drop him name.
In case he's listening.
Yeah.
So we searched all the Jack Lucases and I messaged each one of them and was like,
Jesus,
have you just lost your wallet at the Everton game?
See, that's pretty cool.
And we messaged back and we met him and gave him his wallet back. And we got in the car and we were driving home and we both said if there was like 30 quid in there, we'd have just taken the money. And
really?
I get it, like to an extent, that guy, like he's not going to know, isn't he? But nobody's going to know.
Yeah.
If you take that money...
But I get a good feeling from giving it back. You must have had a good feeling.
Yeah, no,
doing
it felt good.
That.
It felt really good.
Yeah.
But do you know what the thing is, though? Like, imagine if the person in front of us, they picked it up, found there was like 50 quid in it, taking the 50 quid and throwing it on the floor, and then we'd come along, picked it up, found him, gave it back, and he went, there was fucking 50 quid in this.
Ah, yeah, yeah, I see what you mean.
And we're like, what? Well, what didn't say?
Yeah, it looks like user took it.
Weird, that, isn't it?
But if you think about it, like, he's dropped that wallet.
Yeah.
So he, and say if he's got like 50 quid in it and he's dropped that wallet, that's gone now. It's not like it's on you to give him that 50 quid back. So if you take the 50 quid
and then give him his empty wallet back,
it's not like you stole from him, because he's already lost that money in the first place, hasn't
he? God, that's so deep.
That's like what the money then belongs to the universe and the next person to come along.
Yeah, does it go to that level?
But then it goes to, well, you actually do have the opportunity to
It's on you to make that money his again.
And that's where the morals and values come back
in. That is the morals and values,
I think, now I'm thinking about it, I think it comes down to how much. Like, if it's a, I feel like if it was like 50 quid, maybe I'd give it back. If it was a tenner, I'd probably...
If it's like... I think it's dependent on who you are.
Oh, you're going the other way. So the less money, you're going to feel better about taking.
Yeah.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
So if he had like a grand of cash in his wallet, it's bulging. You're giving that back. But if he had £3
I'm taking the grand.
I don't know now.
I'm taking the grand. I'll definitely take a grand if it's on the floor.
So what's the... But if it's 50 quid,
you're giving it back. Part of me was thinking like...
You're thinking, how much better are you going to feel?
Yeah,
you're thinking, I'm only taking a tenner.
Yeah, yeah,
he's not going to miss a tenner.
Yeah.
What?
Whereas I'm thinking,
feel good giving him 50 quid back.
Really?
Whereas now I'm thinking...
I'm thinking the complete opposite way to you.
The more money, you're just taking it.
Yeah. It was empty, the wallet, by the way, when we picked it up. There was no cash in it.
Yeah.
But I think we said that if 30 quid's like the... We'd have split the 30 quid, got like a Mackey's on the way home or something.
Oh, you're thinking about what you can do with that. Are you thinking about that?
Now I'm thinking about it now. I feel like I'd just take the money. Yeah. I feel like I would, yeah.
Regardless of how much it is.
Yeah, I'm just taking the money. It's gone. It's not his money anymore. He's lost it.
Well, you guys are mad. I feel like I'm in a room with like two cheaters going to kill me or something. You know what I mean?
It's because I'm thinking about it. It's because it's like, you know, you think about it, it's like...
Yeah.
It's going through your head. I'm like...
Is this the developed side of Steve?
Fuck.
I know.
Shit.
Keep your wallets tight.
No, I think it's wrong to like just steal from someone outright. Like, there's a difference between, like, say he's got his wallet in his pocket and you go into his pocket and take it. I feel like that's different to his wallet.
That's stealing, isn't it?
Yeah. His wallet's just on the street. Yeah, he's well gone. He's departed from it.
So you're looking at the definition of lost now.
Yeah, I'm kind of going into that, yeah.
So if he drops his wallet and he's turning around to pick it back up and you run along and sweep up and got it.
Oh, you lost it. Thanks, keepers.
What happens if you see him looking around for it and you know you've got it? Do you give it in back then?
I think then it's still in his hands,
well,
isn't it?
You're thinking guilt comes in as well there, doesn't it?
Guilt. Yeah, that's
it. Oh, fuck me, guilt.
If he's like stressing out, like...
Yeah, there could be other stuff in his wallet.
What if he's like...
His vaccination card. Can't get it anywhere.
It was in there, yeah. His vaccination... But if you like...
I'm stealing that. I've only got one vaccine so far.
Oh, my God.
I've got two now.
Or if you were looking on Twitter and then a Jack Lucas... You didn't give him the wallet back. Jack Lucas is going... It's being retweeted loads and loads. And it's like, oh, it's got the last picture of me and my grandma together in that wallet. No. I really want it back.
Yeah, you fucking give it back.
Yeah, give that back.
Fucking hell, man.
I'd keep the wallet, but give the picture.
No, fuck me.
Yeah, the money doesn't come into that. It's just worried. The picture, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm very worried about it.
But keep the money in it. I just want the picture.
Yeah. All right, I'll keep the money, yeah.
That is worrying.
No, I think you should give the picture back.
It's mad, that, isn't it? Because a wallet's like can be quite sentimental, can't it? I don't think I've got anything sentimental in mine.
No.
Just got my fishing card.
Yeah.
Fishing like card. £10.
Oh.
So I can fish on the canal.
Nothing else.
Yeah. No money.
Jesus. That's so heavy.
Right. I feel like we went down some tangents then.
Yeah.
How long was that?
Well, we've been an hour here.
What?
Have anyone got any quick ones?
Yeah, you. I've kind of done mine with that. So
yeah, you've covered the. You've shown some true colours for everybody.
Yeah.
Well. One of them was, ever okay to steal?
Yeah.
Oh, we still don't know the answer.
I think there's it's a grey line.
No, when is it okay to steal?
Fits on that scale of morality again.
Yeah, when is it?
I think it's when it's out of their hands. Like someone's like left their bike somewhere.
Yeah, but then you're going on the definition of steal. Are you just finding it? Someone loses their bike and then 2 weeks later you come across and find it in the bush, that's not stealing.
Is it not?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's all right then, yeah.
So I think if it's someone's property,
yeah,
and you know how you can get it back to them.
Yeah, if there's a way of getting it back to them and you ignore that,
yeah.
Do you reckon?
Then I think that's stealing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the levels. I think. I mean, I agree what you're saying there, but I think, if it's someone's car, that's going to be a bit of a bore, taking that car, isn't it?
No one just finds the car anyway. You have to steal a car.
Yeah, you've got to steal a car. Yeah,
hot wire a car. Yeah. Oh, I did it by accident.
I think with the bike as well, you've got to think, they've all got the little certain tracking number things on bikes, haven't they? Or, the licence number.
Yeah, where you can grind that out.
You can get that, Yeah, but that's... there's criminal activity. That's, knowing that you've done wrong. You leave it and then you're riding around, the police pull over and go, oh, we're looking for that white Carrera.
Mm.
They look upside. This is the one that's stolen. Why have you stolen this bike? They take you down the station. You're done. You're going, no, I found it in a bush,
Yeah, you know, I get you, yeah.
Heavy.
I don't know if it's ever okay to steal.
No matter what.
If you do steal or not, if you think of...
What about a chocolate bar from Tesco?
Pinching a Boost bar from Tesco.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
I just can't...
What, still?
I'm honestly, I think it's perfectly fine to steal from Tesco.
Yeah.
I can't find any reason.
What happens if someone's job is on the line? That was your job to keep an eye on the stock.
Yeah.
No one's paid for this, and they get fired for it.
Yeah, you're the security guard, and they've said, "Steve, you need to keep an eye on these Boost bars. They're going missing every day."
Yeah, then from a different angle, Anna, and I'd be making sure they're not stealing.
You don't know that the people in Tesco aren't having a go at Gareth, the security guard, going, listen here, Gareth, all these Boost bars are going missing. Why aren't you finding them? And you're in there dead innocently going, it's okay to steal these Boost bars. And then Gareth loses his job, can't feed his family.
Oh, that's so heavy.
Right, I see, yeah, if I knew that, I feel like then I'm affecting him.
Yeah.
I think from my viewpoint, I'm saying Tesco isn't losing out on any money or anything.
No.
It's not there's nobody who's losing out.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't there? On that level. I can understand a family run business.
On a 70p Boost bar from Tesco.
Yeah, that's fine, isn't it?
I think they keep big corporate stores like that, they do look at other things that go missing, commonly stole things. I can't remember what the big thing is.
People say meat, don't they?
What is it? Nail varnish?
What?
Wow.
Why do they steal
that? That's the one. I think because it's dead easy to just slip into your pocket and it's a decent value in it. I've never bought nail varnish, so I wouldn't know.
It's not on your list of things to steal.
No, it's not on my shopping list.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think. Yeah. If you think it's okay to steal, Steve, then
No.
So your scale of morality there, Steve.
No, I mean I think it's just the level. I think it's levels.
Yeah,
that's where I'm getting at.
Yeah.
The levels.
You can steal a chocolate bar, but you'd never steal a car.
No.
Would you steal a house? Would you rob from someone's house?
I need it.
No.
What if they had the window wide open and there was a telly on the windowsill? You'd think, that's their fault. I'm going to take that.
Yeah. I think if they weren't living there...
So empty house.
Big
80-inch TV.
Yeah, nobody living there. Nobody's living there as in, living there. Maybe they're living in another house or something. So it's not
like a holiday home.
Yeah, something like that. Maybe that's
somewhere they're not going to notice for months.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's probably my limit.
But then what happens if you find out it was a kid's birthday present from when they was younger?
Yeah.
And they had some certain amount of value to that TV.
They shouldn't left the window open. I feel like that's where that comes in, yeah?
Oh no!
Yeah, you're an opportunist.
An opportunist,
aren't you? That's what it is. You're I will steal if it's easy enough.
Mm.
If it doesn't affect people directly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds so bad, doesn't it? What I'm saying here.
Oh my god.
This is what we wanted. This is what we wanted.
Yeah, I need to clarify if it doesn't affect anybody.
Directly.
Yeah, directly. Then it's. Yeah.
But in like a year, maybe. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about if I left £3 coins on the table here? Okay, I just left them there.
Yeah.
And I went. We played footy.
Yeah.
And I was walking out of footy and I went, oh, I'm sure I had some cash on me. I was going to get a drink. Would you just keep it quiet?
I'd buy you a drink with the £3 I'd take.
Oh.
There you go, Cal. Hydrate yourself. Don't mention it. No, I think if you're stealing from like people you know directly like that,
yeah.
I think you can't be doing that.
So there's a bit of empathy coming in there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've got empathy.
No works.
If it was £3 just on the floor... And I didn't know whose it was.
Mm.
Then I'd take it.
Well, there's either one. It's mine or Charles's.
Oh, you mean in here? Oh. Yeah, I wouldn't take that.
You can have mine.
Yeah, he's giving me money.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be playing tricks on me now, aren't you? Leaving stuff out.
Yeah, we're testing you.
Stuff's going to start disappearing.
I'll leave all the windows open in my house.
No, I think stealing directly from somebody, especially like pickpocketing or something like that.
Mm.
That's like a direct thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or like you know it's like theirs and it's like, you know.
Well, I think also it comes down to like, who are you stealing from and do you respect them? Have they done something to you before? Are they a dick?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, all that, yeah.
I'd steal from Donald Trump, for example. Yeah. Fuck him. Boris Johnson, I'd steal from him right now if he's got like a grand line about. I'd steal from him.
That's a good point actually as well. Yeah. Like, there's probably some people that you just don't give a shit about as well, isn't there?
Yeah, Boris, you dickhead, I'm taking you £3.
Yeah, fucking giving that. I'm not buying you a drink with it. Right, so I got some other questions. Well, another one was, why are people told to respect the dead? Because in a way, kind of dead, aren't they? You know, the argument's like the dead.
Yeah.
It doesn't really affect them, doesn't it? If you respect them or not. Why is it such a big thing?
How do you respect the dead? What is it? Like, don't talk about them badly or what?
Don't steal their possessions after the year.
See, I don't know. I don't know whether I've ever been told to respect.
Yeah.
Give me in context. Give me in a sentence.
Okay,
what have I done? And then someone's come up to me and gone, you should respect that man.
Okay, pissed on a grave when you're drunk.
Yeah, though. Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
I think you're breaking the law there anyway, aren't you? Public urination.
Well, that's another question I've got as well. Not public urination. But yeah, I see what you mean. Like, because it's not affecting anybody, isn't it? You're pissing on the grave.
No, but if you're talking shit about someone's like to the widow about a fucking dead husband.
Yeah, that's heavy.
But that's just anything. Like, if he was alive, she'd be fuming about that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I find that so... That hurts me to think pissing on someone's grave.
Yeah, yeah.
That hurt my heart then.
Yeah.
It did. I was like, that's like... Nah, man. Because like... I don't know. That's fucked.
Well, it's odd, isn't it? Like,
it's a thing that people say as well, isn't it? Like, oh, I'll fucking piss on your grave.
Yeah.
Mm.
But then you think about it. If you look at it from like... Take everything out of it. Just look at it from the physical aspect of it. Like, what is it?
What is what?
Like pissing on someone's grave. You're just pissing on like... Just
you're looking at it again. You're looking at my logical way.
Yeah, I'm taking it in.
You're just looking at it as an object, aren't you? You're not thinking about it as that. Family.
I mean, I'm not saying what I'm thinking. I'm just saying,
yeah,
like just from that. If you look at it from that perspective.
No, you're right. If you're okay, then you are absolutely right. You're pissing on grass.
Yeah.
You're pissing on. If you're pissing on the actual like stone, then fine. You're pissing on stone.
Mm.
But like, there are things in life that we contribute things like that. That are sentimental, and we know that, and then it contributes to our feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think we've got to uphold that to some degree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's like,
because like, okay, just for example, you go and kill a 5-year-old child, you say it's just skin and bone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get. You could just look at it like that, couldn't you?
Yeah, that's
a good point. That, yeah. Like, you're adding. That's basically like, it's what's like separating fucking society from like barbarians, isn't it?
That's psychopaths.
Yes, yeah, psychopaths.
Psychopaths don't see people, they see objects.
Yeah, I get you.
And you've got to think, like, are you respect like respect the dead? Is it more not respect their family? Like that family, if you're pissing on someone's grave, like
yeah, is it,
however long ago that family all sat there in tears while that coffin was buried, like was lowered into the ground.
Yeah. So that's where like empathy is coming in, isn't it? So you're like thinking about them and what they're feeling.
Yeah, put yourself in someone else's shoes.
That's it, yeah.
So heavy, that one. Yeah, respect the dead people.
Yeah,
yeah, respect them. Or respect the families.
Unless it's Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah, it's on her grave.
Yeah, I suppose, again, like, there's some people, isn't there, that's just like...
Yeah, well, yeah, I think, like, even if it was, like, your granddad, it's like, if your granddad was found to have been touching kids or something.
He was in
like
a cult.
That. Yeah.
And oh, yeah, that's the thing, you wouldn't like it if it was someone that you knew that died. You wouldn't like
it. Yeah,
yeah.
If that's someone
didn't respect them.
Weird, that, isn't it, yeah.
So that's, like... you said, like, putting yourself in someone else's shoes.
I feel like that's the humanity anyway, though. It's like the... Like, it's that sensitivity, isn't it? You know not to, like, be horrible about someone's... Their grandparents.
Yeah,
because they've shared memories with them and being heartbroken when they've passed away. And
yeah.
You need to put yourself in other people's shoes. That's where... That's the first step of empathy, in my opinion. Developing it.
Yeah, actually, I agree with that. I think that's, like, the very... Once you've got that... You're on a good track, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I've got another question. Going back to that, the law, like, where do you stand on breaking the law? Because there's some people who live their lives who just don't get, like, don't give a shit about the law. And then there's some people who live, you know, like, straight as
by
possible.
Oh.
Like, what? Well, there's got to be...
jaywalk.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, stupid things. Like, I know, like, older people who just... drive around in the car without a driving license and stuff like that.
Yeah,
just don't give a shit.
What? And they don't get caught.
Well, how would you get caught?
Yeah, I suppose
if your car's insured.
Yeah,
your car's insured in someone else's name or whatever.
You just gotta hope you don't crash, haven't you?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I think that fits kind of onto. It's like, okay, what is the law? It's so broad.
Yeah, like for instance, you said like public urination. Like, part of me thinks. It's nothing that, but then part of me thinks it's kind of you're making the place look bad. You know, he's pissing on the streets.
Yeah,
yeah, but if you but it's literally like fucking if you need a piss and there's literally nowhere to go, you can't help it.
Yeah, what do you do?
What do you want me to do? Piss me pants? Yeah,
yeah.
You fucking can't. Like, and that will go on the floor anyway.
Yeah,
yeah,
<That's> yeah. It'll go on. There's nothing you can do about that.
But so, where is the law? Is like where? What are the stupid laws?
Yeah, I think there's a lot that's like I think like going through a red light. I think that's there's nothing wrong with that. If you can see that there's no cars coming,
yeah, no, but you don't know.
There's some junctions you can tell, like there's the one at the you know at the bypass.
Yeah.
Before you get to the main lights, you get to the little set of lights.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That turns red to let the cars come from your right to turn across here. You can see directly if there's cars or not. If there's no cars. And you go through, there's not going to be a car coming here, isn't there?
The problem with that one, though, is you're banking on everyone else abiding by the laws. So you're banking on someone not coming through those green lights at 120 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
That's no, that problem.
You. Yeah, so you're taking advantage of everybody else's following the laws.
Yeah, yeah.
Following the rules.
Yeah, and there could be someone going, why do I have to abide by the speed limit? I need to get here. I need to get here fast. I'm
Yeah. I think speed limit's definitely one that's like there's an effect to that, isn't there? Like what's some silly laws that's just there's no reason for them.
I don't know,
like the outdated laws.
I can't think of stuff. There is many. Maybe that's a separate podcast. Just bring silly laws to the
silly
table.
Laws.
Yeah,
you know,
like I don't. What's like streaming a film?
Oh, illegally downloading.
Well, that's illegal, isn't it? But. It's not
I mean,
really...
what are the effects of that? Like, someone doesn't get paid properly.
Yeah.
You're stopping people from going to see it. But to be fair, it's like, you're illegally downloading the film at a whim. Are you going to go to the cinema? Are you going to take that extra step to buy it with your own money? Probably not. So you're going to watch the film anyway and might get, like, you might like it. So you might go to the cinema for the next one.
Yeah.
You might
Yeah.
like the actors. So, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
If you desperately wanted to see a film... You're going to go to the cinema and watch it, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're not going to... You download the ones that you... Oh, I might like that.
Yeah.
I'm not
going
to pay to go and watch it.
Yeah. Or if you couldn't get to in the cinema when it was out.
See,
yeah.
I feel different, though. I feel like I'd avoid the cinema if it was a film I really want to watch.
I like the whole experience, me, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't like it?
Not anymore.
Really?
No, I think
going in the dark room and then the trailers come on, you got your popcorn. Yeah. It's great.
No, it doesn't do it for me.
You've fallen out of love with it.
Yeah, I think I'd prefer to watch it just like on my own. On my own, like.
No, you need to go to like the showcase or something, like an old, a nice old one.
But I don't
big comfy
yeah,
seat.
You're in the, you're in Cineworld. It's shit.
It's so bad.
There's no romance in there.
It's awful.
You're not taking it in proper.
No.
But I feel like even just like having to like deal with people, and like if people start talking and. Yeah, you can't just go to the cinema on your own. You got to go with somebody. Yeah. And
I go to the cinema on my own all the time. Like, I literally do. I don't care. I go. I
yeah, that's
it.
That's a power move.
That's
that.
A big thing. I've never done that, but I've done things like I never used to go shopping on my own.
Yeah,
really.
Like walking around town, like just like oh, I'm just gonna go to town and just have a walk around the shops.
Yeah,
bro. I do everything on my own. I used to go to like fucking. The cinema and go out for a walk and then fucking whatever.
Yeah.
Bro, I fucking love going to cinema on my own. I like, if people ask me to go to cinema with them, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
if
yeah.
it's a film I want to watch, I don't want to go with you. Like, I want to pick yeah. my seat.
See,
I don't want to wait for you while you get your popcorn. Fuck off. Like, I want to watch a film.
Yeah, you've took like what I'm feeling, but you're like implementing it properly. Yeah. Whereas me, I'm just like watching it at my place.
Yeah. You don't want to go with people, so you watch it at home on your own
yeah.
instead of just going to the cinema on your own.
Yeah. I think sometimes, though, I think the cinema's too loud as well.
Yeah, sometimes. It depends what kind of cinema. Would you go to... are there things that you wouldn't do on your own that you'd like to?
I think I like the idea of going to the cinema on my own. I'd never thought about that.
Yeah, I never thought about that until now.
I do like going for walks on my own. That's a big
thing. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
How about eating on your own, like going to a restaurant or going Mackey's? Like, they're different, but would you go to a restaurant on your own?
I feel like I'm all right doing stuff on my own. Yeah,
yeah,
I would love to go to a restaurant. I've never done it though. Like,
yeah,
go to Nando's on your own or something.
Yeah, I've done it before.
Sit there.
Yeah, I did it in London a lot because
yeah.
I didn't know anyone when I went back to London.
Yeah, yeah,
so I fucking did it.
Just chill out.
That's yeah. it. And do you know what the thing is, like, it's so normal, isn't it? I think every restaurant you go to, you see people eating on their own.
So yeah, yeah. It's a social stigma though.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question.
Like, why is he on his own? He's
like, yeah, what's social stigma? Like, what is that? Nah, does that affect everybody?
Yeah.
It's what you were saying before, wasn't it? Like, the pressure.
Yeah, society, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think there's a step too far with going out on your own, and that's like, I'm not going to go to a bar on my own.
No, I couldn't do that.
Like, because that is literally going out with your friends.
Yeah,
but I am not gonna, unless I'm a competitive bowler, I'm not gonna go bowling on my own.
Yeah, unless you're training.
Yeah,
just so, turning up.
Yeah,
yeah.
So there are things that you actively do with your friends, but like, you go in the cinema, you're not talking through the film with your friends.
Yeah,
are you,
I guess
right?
so. Yeah, you're not going there for a chat, aren't you?
No,
there is no need to go with someone, is there?
No,
like you couldn't go to play badminton on your own.
Yeah. You can play table tennis.
You need two people, but
could go squash.
You could do that.
Yeah.
So that's my view on it. Do stuff on your own, people. Get out there. Have fun.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to start doing it.
I think it's quite healthy, that, I think, to do stuff. If you're like, you're not relying on people then, aren't you?
Do you know what as well? That's looping right back round to the first question of who you are. I bet you find out so much more about yourself when you just sat there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In your own company.
That's why Charles knows so much about himself.
Yeah.
That's it.
Because I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's true. And I think, like, I just fucking did it. Like, because I'm just a naturally confident person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's lessened as over the years, or it's got better, or it's got worse, and, like, going to the cinema on my own hasn't been much more of a prevalent thing as it was, say, like in 2017, 18, when I used to go, like, literally, like, weekly on my own to watch a film. Yeah, even twice a week sometimes. I'd go all the time.
Yeah.
So I did. But, like, it does help. It does help with your confidence. If you're low on confidence and you want to go to an art gallery on your own or something, I don't know. Things that you
can do. What about like a gig, a music show?
Oh,
that's a big one.
That's a difficult one.
Just on your own, just listening to music in the crowd.
Because you see people when you go to them, you see like older men just stood there on their own.
But you not think something then when you see them? Like, what are they up to?
More than I do ever see someone eating on their own in a restaurant. Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's so difficult.
Do you know what the big one is as well? What about going on holiday on your own?
Oh, that's a difficult one as well.
I feel like I'd love to do that.
Well, you did when you went to Japan. You spent a lot of time on your own, didn't you? Like, exploring on your own.
Yeah, I guess so.
I would love to do, like, always wanted to do like a city break on my own.
Yeah. Just
like, I've always shared it with people, but like if I went to like Madrid or something and just explore for like a weekend,
it's all on your own terms.
Yeah,
you can get up when you want, go wherever you eat, wherever you want.
Yeah, well, that, I think that's the purpose of the holiday. It's like you're not going to go and sit down in your 5-star inclusive and like just enjoy the pool. Like you're going to explore.
Yeah.
So that makes it easier.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Don't go to Mallorca on your own.
Oh, just fuck that.
Benidorm.
Lounge by the pool on your own.
A load of Irish bars just on your own.
Yeah. Yeah. Go somewhere interesting. Go and explore. Take in some culture.
But the gig is such a good one. It's like, fuck me. I don't know if I'd love to. It's like, would you go for a footy match on your own?
See, that's weird, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
But there's definitely like hardcore season ticket holders who do.
I'd love to. I'd go to Man United every weekend if I could, but I can't get everyone to go with me. I just don't know that many United fans. So
yeah.
fuck me, I would. It's a bit of a, like, standing there with all the heavy fans, like, in a group, and you're on your own. I don't know. It's a bit...
I don't have a season ticket to Everton, so when we get tickets, we're not always sat together.
Yeah.
I wasn't sat with anyone at the derby. But you just
of
like,
all the matches, but you want to be with somebody.
Yeah. It's that kind of thing where you're all there for the same reason. It's probably the same with a gig. Although there's actually a gig would probably be easier than a football match because you've got half time where you're talking about the game. You're all there for Everton. You're all there for Manchester United.
Yeah.
You're all going to talk about that. You've all felt the same emotions.
Yeah.
That's a good point, that.
Whereas a gig, you're just there. You're all there for the band.
Yeah.
But you don't have to talk to anyone, do you?
I could go to a gig on my own. I feel like I'd push, but football match, I don't think I can even go in with people.
No,
I can't bring myself to go to watch matches.
How come?
I don't know. I feel like just too many people, surrounded by too many people.
There's a lot of people in it.
No, you gotta walk. Like it's not. There's never anywhere good to park as well. There's always a ball late with parking.
Yeah, you're always walking through cemeteries.
Yeah,
finding wallets on
floors. Yeah.
Pissing on graves,
searching for people, give your wallet back. And then, I don't know, I feel like you sit there as well, and like, if it's at the wrong time of the year, you're just freezing.
Do you know what? It's such a lottery as well. We go to Everton, it takes me a whole night, and you go and watch us get battered 4-1 by Liverpool, and you're miserable.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're going to the cinema on your own, you know you're going to watch a film that you like, you're going to a gig on your own, you're going to watch a band that you like.
Yeah.
It's not going to surprise you, is it?
No, I get it. I suppose you could leave. It's easier to leave like a gig than like the football match on your own, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a stigma, isn't there, with leaving football matches early anyway?
Yeah.
Oh, the stigma does get me. Like, I'm not confident all the time. Like, I'm not. Like, there is some anxiety still in there. Fucking, it is. Like, I can't. Like, I don't want to go to a football game on my own because I want to stand with someone.
Yeah.
That's me, mate.
Yeah.
I can't be there on my own. I'd feel weird.
Yeah.
Same with a gig.
Yeah.
Can you want to enjoy it? Enjoy the experience together.
Yeah, that's one of the things, isn't it? Like the experience, shared experience.
Yeah, I tell you what it is with gigs and football matches that are separate to films is it's totally unique. It's different every time.
Mm-hmm.
So you share that with someone, other than a film, which is the same film.
It's the same, yeah.
Every single
same
time.
Experience, really, as well.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Whether you go with someone or not.
That's a good point. That.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a gig, it's not going to be exactly the same.
No.
Maybe same watching Everton though. Battered every week. Yeah.
What is the what are other things that you can do on your own? That is essential something though that you could do on your own. Going to art galleries is always easy to go on your own.
Yeah.
Museums.
What about like working on your own? Like some people have like solitary jobs, don't they?
Mm.
I think that's fine. That's normal.
Like you could get by or do you feel like you need to work with people?
No, I could get by working on my own.
I'd love it.
I feel like I need to work on my own to get any work done. Yeah. I think if I'm working with anybody, there's no work getting done.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's strange, isn't it? Like, there's loads of things. Like, I went to yoga a couple of weeks ago. I'll tell you that. It's a hot yoga.
What?
With Josh, Dom and Paddy.
What? Yoga.
And for the first time, it was, do you know what? It was ridiculous. We need to go again. We just haven't been able to go again. But that was, I don't know whether I could go to that on my own.
With Josh, Dom and Paddy.
Yeah.
What a crew. Wait, what was that like there?
Tough. Really hard.
Was it an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't realise I had a bad knee. And now I do.
Yeah.
No, it was good. And then I went to meditation the day after.
Oh.
And that That was hard. Yeah. I'd say meditation was tougher. Like the yoga and the hot yoga especially is like tough on the body.
Yeah.
Fuck me, what have you been up to, Rich?
What's going on?
I'm trying to find myself.
Yeah. Wait, so would you go, you said it'd be hard to go to the yoga on your own.
Yeah.
Like you'd find that a hard one.
Yeah. Well, maybe the first time.
Yeah, once you like...
First one on your own.
Yeah. And what about meditation?
No, I think I could do that on my own, but...
Yeah, I feel that's a very...
It's you.
Yeah, you don't
that was really
sure
hard,
that.
That, though, the meditation. Yeah, like, on my mind, I think I probably had full, like, switched off, full meditation for maybe 2 minutes of the hour.
Oh, wow. That shit.
Wait, what time meditation? Hard. Like, you just sit there, do you?
Yeah.
And just, like...
You have music on and all, like, the... You have your open palms and whatever, yeah.
And what do you have to? You have to like think about a certain thing. Is that guided meditation though? Is it?
Yeah,
like, yeah.
You're trying to switch off, and it's just I just could not do it.
Yeah,
my mind was doing somersaults.
I think I'd be like that. I think I can't switch my mind off at all.
Yeah.
You should. We should try, because it's like
do a podcast.
Where we just did, it's just all nothing.
Because genuinely, I could not switch off.
Yeah. Do you get like all the thoughts coming into your mind and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mind was going mental, yeah.
Yeah, you had questions running through your mind, all these questions.
Yeah. This is it, maybe I'll be able to meditate after a few more days. But yeah, that was tough. The yoga was like, there was meditation in the yoga, but it was more the physical endurance and stuff like that.
There is meditative yoga, it is very, and...
Yeah.
And people don't realise it is fucking heavy, like you can't... understand what your body gets into and how you hold those positions for that long, and you're like, oh my god, this is worse than working out.
Yeah. You're using muscles that you don't really like. I was thinking about, like, if you do most weight workouts, it's like push and pull, isn't it? It's just like linear. You're not like, you're like rotating or moving in different angles.
Yeah,
but I presume yoga is like all the balancing and everything.
Yeah, the balance. Yeah, where your core strength is like the massive one, isn't it?
Yeah,
holding everything was so hard, and to like the room was fucking roasting. Like my legs and feet dripping with sweat.
Oh my god,
it was so hot.
I can't imagine you doing downward dog in a hot room.
I'd love to do yoga. Like obviously the hot yoga was like you feel so good after it.
Yeah.
Because you just release that so much.
Yeah.
Like all that energy, all the sweat that's left your body, it's all your toxins and everything, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
I'd like to see what yoga in a normal temperature room's like.
What, yeah, you want to experience that?
Yeah.
I did it over lockdown every day.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was fucking great, man.
Mm.
We need to get back into it, it just takes time.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's with everything, isn't it? It's just like getting back into stuff and keep doing stuff.
Mm.
That's it. You've got to get that addiction, haven't you, really? Get it into your routine. It's, well, how many times did they say? Like 13 times or what is it?
For like a routine?
Yeah.
A habit. I think you can...
A habit,
you,
yeah.
You can build
60 days in a habit, innit?
Is it, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 60 days, yeah.
I think like going on to like deep stuff, I think the biggest thing, the most important thing in your life to be healthy, I think, is like being consistent. Mm. Not even be healthy, just like doing stuff.
Discipline.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Just discipline. Keep doing stuff.
Like, that's what everyone says to me, bro. Like they think, oh, I wish I was as disciplined as you. I was just like, bro, just stick with it.
Yeah.
I'm not disciplined. Just stick with it, bro.
Just do it.
Yeah, just do it, yeah. Just know every day tell yourself to just do it.
Yeah.
Do you have people come up to you like when, you know, with the drinking thing and go, oh, I wish I could drink as much as you. Oh, I wish I could be like you and just drink and have a good time.
Yeah, loads of people say
I want to kill myself when that happens, bro.
I think... Like, part of me is like, I'm not bothered at all. Like, about people drinking.
Yeah.
You know, they're saying it, I'm like, well, just get drunk.
Yeah.
Just fucking.
All our mates love getting on it, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not bothered.
Yeah.
Like, I think, I don't know. Like, we talked about it, didn't we? I think it's like, it's in mindset as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
With not drinking.
I think it's a lot of the time it's on that person as well. They're not really looking at you as much as not drinking, it's looking at them.
Yeah.
As drinking. Mm. And how awful they're going to feel the next day.
Yeah, yeah.
And how they're going to regret it all.
Whereas we just wake up fresh as a daisy.
Oh, no, not all the time, trust me. People always say that to me. You must be great. You feel great all the time. I was like, bro, I wake up, I feel like shit too.
Yeah. I still have a full night out.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I went out on Thursday.
Yeah.
I went to Bar 44.
Oh, Steve.
And I woke up with a hangover. I didn't drink at all. I woke up with a hangover. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, bro. I've been sat in a shed up till like 5 a.m. and you hear the birds tweeting and you're like, oh, fuck me.
This isn't good.
Yeah, no, it definitely affects you even if you don't drink. It's so stupid.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, definitely not going to do that anytime soon again.
No, I was, I don't mind, like, I've been, we go for a pint after 40, don't we?
Yeah.
I don't mind that. There's 2 pints and I drive, I drop Paddy off, drop Dom off and go home. And that'll do me.
See, that's like a social thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not like you're drinking, yous aren't drinking to get drunk, are you?
No, I really enjoy, I do enjoy that. It's just, I went out, I had my work's night out on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
I got in at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
No.
He was ringing me at like 4 in the morning.
Was you? Oh,
I was like asleep.
I was just trying, I went to the vault on my own.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
There we go.
There we go. Finding yourself.
Yeah.
Well, you know people in the vault.
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
You?
That's it. It's not really on your own, is it? I knew I'd get there and know people.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was just like the regret the next day.
Oh, I didn't feel good.
Like, why didn't I just go home?
Yeah, yeah. Were you hungover as well?
I walked into a lamppost.
What?
What?
It was before I even went to the vault, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you turned up to the vault with a black eye at like 3:30.
I had a rattling headache. And I thought it was probably like from the lamppost more the drinking.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. That's the first time I've done like a proper night out in a while.
A session.
Mm.
I think like I can't really pick many times where I've like drank in the past and not like... thought not being positive afterwards.
Yeah.
Like it's like every time just like I'd rather have just not drank then.
That's why I prefer the drinking in pubs and rain ale and stuff. It's just
a chill one, get some food,
have a few pints, yeah, get some food and I can walk home.
I love that.
Yeah,
just on a weekday, Champions League games on.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, so much
but
better.
Then again, I'm thinking when you say that, I'm thinking for me, like I'm thinking if it's just 2 pints then it's just pointless. Could just drink like an orange juice and get vitamin C.
What is that like?
I could like not break my drinking.
I don't know. I like when we play footy, I look forward to that ice cold Heineken.
Oh, it's in the cold glass, isn't it?
Yeah, frozen glass. That's what it is. I could have that frozen glass and then have an orange juice after it.
Yeah,
but it's just like it's easy to just. I guess that's the culture of like everyone else is getting another pint as well.
Might as well get a pint. We're doing rounds, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It's just whether like that's the. Remember, like, you don't, when you were a kid, and obviously, but you'd drink to get drunk.
Yeah, that was, like, the only reason, really.
Like, we spoke about that, didn't we? It's like, you hit 18 and you drink. But I feel like I enjoy a beer now.
Yeah.
I remember a lot of times when it was, like, full lockdown and that, and I was still working, I'd come home from work and I'd get a bottle of beer out of the fridge and just have that, and then like that.
Yeah.
And it refreshes you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see what you're saying, though.
I get what you're saying. That's what Earl was saying to me, not too long. He's like... I just love going sitting in an old pub.
Mm.
You get some good pub food. Yeah. Sit there with me pint.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, bro, you're an old man.
Yeah, there's something nice about that though.
Yeah,
like there's some nice walks you can go on. Find a nice old pub, get a pint, have some fish and chips or something. And
oh,
that is perfect.
Go home.
I love the scran, bro. The scran's the best one.
Yeah, pub scran.
Yeah, good, isn't it?
Love a good scran.
Oh, I could eat one now.
Oh, God.
I can feel you telling me about to rumble.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to end up getting loads of sweets from that shop for football. Yeah, I'm not having that. Well, might go to a pub for the match.
That's it. We'll get something in the rocket afterwards.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Right, well, how long have we gone there?
We've done an hour and a half,
I think.
Yeah, I haven't got any more questions.
No,
covered them all.
I'll go quickly over any of those I got, but I've got. Oh, these are too much. These actually.
Well, we can always come back to them.
Yeah. Go on. I'll keep them secret.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me give a little teaser.
Yeah.
I've got. What is true love?
Oh fuck me! That would have gone on for hours. That one.
Bloody hell.
I've got. What is the best job in the world?
Oh
I could answer that.
Could you?
Actually, no.
And can you complete life?
Oh, fuck me. Do you know what? We need to do another podcast like this.
That's for next time.
Every few episodes.
I think I'll sum up that last one. I think I'll sum up 2 hours worth of talking on my end for that. Yeah. I think if you complete life, I think it's being as broad as possible, experience everything as possible.
Mm.
I think that would be my answer to that.
I think there's plenty of people who disagree with you.
Yeah, I feel like there would be.
Yeah.
Be happy and have a purpose to the day you die.
There we go.
Or just live forever.
Yeah, just don't die.
Please, if anyone's out there that's interested in biotechnology and knows how to make my red blood cells like regenerate, please get in contact with me.
Yeah.
The Order of Chaos Podcast at gmail.com.
Sorted. Sorted.
Right, we'll call it a pod. Yep. We haven't got a...
No, we're going to have to change the email.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so we'll do a quick mention of this. So we found out that there's a satanic podcast called The Order of Chaos Podcast. Yeah. So
literal satanic stuff.
Yeah. So we've been coming up with some new names. We've got a new name. I'm not going to leave any spoilers just yet in case we realise that one's off.
Off limits.
Off limits as well.
Yeah, that's Satanism as well. Yeah.
But yeah, so everything will be changing. But hopefully it won't be too dramatic for everyone.
Yeah.
Or too traumatic.
Mm.
So listeners, Stephen, Charles, and until next time, we will bless some more eardrums.
Yeah, with some crazy topic. I'd like to clarify as well, I do not want to steal from anybody. Unless it doesn't affect anyone, and then I'm alright.
Or any windows are open.
Yeah, it's alright. This was brought to you by Murdley Productions.